Hey, this is Louise, and you're listening to the Penny Black Podcast. I'm going to be digging through the Penny Black archive and seeing if I can find a few decent tunes to play to you today. First up, we have a bit of Crayonsmith. This is from his album White Wonder, and the track is called Lost in the Forest. Heard a bit of Crayonsmith there, and that was Lost in the Forest from the album White Wonder. So welcome along to the Penny Black podcast with myself, Louise. This is the first of its kind, but hopefully, fingers crossed, there'll be many more to come. Provided, of course, that I manage to, you know, pull the finger out and get them done. So the drill is, I look through the Penny Black music collection, find out what I like, and play it for you. Pretty simple. You're going to have to bear with me here because I'm just about to use the podcast as some kind of dedicated agony and service for myself. To explain, I have been absolutely tortured this week with what I can only describe as one of those songs that just gets into your head and sticks in your brain and refuses to leave. We're talking day, night, in my dreams, in my waking hours, when I'm going down the street to do shopping. This song has been playing over and over again on some kind of crazy repeat loop in my head, and it has been absolutely driving me to insanity. And I wish I could tell you it was a good song, but it's not even a good song. It's a cheesy song. And please don't judge me for this. It's When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman by Dr. Hook. I know. I should hang my head in shame. And believe me, I know you can't see me, but I am actually hanging my head in shame right now. So I've been doing everything I can this week to try and get this song out of my head. I've used all the old faithfuls. I don't know if you use these, but I've got an actual list of songs that are great at dislodging other songs from my head. For example, Kiss from a Rose by Seal works every time. That song, you know, Everybody Dance Now? That song usually works a charm. There's a list of them. I tried them all. It didn't work. And I thought that this was the end of me. This was going to be the end. I was going to die with Dr. Hook playing through my head. I was going to be just like those cartoon characters in that little internet cartoon who listened to the song Banana Phone so many times that they ended up keeling over and bleeding out of their ears. And believe me, that's a horrible way to go. But I finally found a song that actually got the damn thing out of my head, which very neatly segues into the next track I'm going to play. See what I did there? And I actually got to use the word segue too, so I'm pretty happy, two for two. So the glorious track that finally got When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman out of my head is by a band called Cutaways. They're a damn fine band and deserve to have their music played. So thank you very much, Cutaways, for making sure that I did not die a premature death at the hands of Dr. Hook. I really, really appreciate it. So the track I'm going to play for everyone is called Weapon of Choice. This is definitely one to turn up really loud and do some really stupid dancing to.
Messages. I'm becoming confused because my radar's gone stir crazy. I'm over you. Choose your weapon of choice.
Okay, and that was a bit of cutaways there with Weapon of Choice. And sticking with bands with names beginning with the letter C, because I'm feeling a wee bit Sesame Street today, I'm going to move on to a band that have the greatest name that I have heard in a really long time. This is the Cast of Cheers, and the song I've chosen to play today, I have chosen for a very specific reason. And it is because I got this really nostalgic feeling the first time I ever heard this track. Let me explain. So if you listen to the song, there's this little guitar bit that keeps going on throughout the song. And the first time I heard that, it just cast me back to the halcyon days of when I was 8 years old and it was movie day in primary school. So I don't know if you guys had this, but when it was coming up to summertime and we were in primary school, you would have these days where teachers clearly couldn't be bothered to teach, students clearly couldn't be bothered to do anything. So what they did was they rammed all of us into the massive gymnasium. They stuck on a DVD. Well, actually, they didn't stick on a DVD at all because they didn't exist then. And even if they did, the tiny school I went to in Ballinahinch would not have been able to afford a DVD player or probably know how to work one. It was back in the good old days of VHS. So I think it must have been 8 years old, we're in there, it's June, we know 2 months of summer holidays are coming up, and what do? They put on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, one of the turning points, milestones, if you will, of my childhood. So there's a part in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure where Beethoven is in a shopping mall and he's just discovered keyboards for the first time. And the shop clerk comes over to him and presses a little button on the Casio or whatever, or the Yamaha or whatever it was, and this little 80s, you know, electronic ditty pre-recorded tune starts playing and Beethoven gets all impressed. So when I heard the song that I'm about to play for you by Cast of Cheers, I immediately thought of that bit of Bill and Ted, and then my mind was cast back to being 8 and not having a care in the world and it all being great. So I hope that you at least enjoy the song, even if the same nostalgic feelings aren't conjured up for yourselves. But this is the Cast of Cheers with Oricom. Please do enjoy it. It's great. We'll be right back. bit of cast of cheers there for your aural pleasure. You're still listening, hopefully, to the Penny Black podcast. And I think I'm going to keep the energy going here. I've heard that the cast of Cheers have got a particularly amazing live show. They've been compared to the likes of Battles before. And you can really see why when you see the high energy that they deliver their music with. But from that band to another band who I've had first-hand experience many times of bouncing about the place like an absolute mad buck Egypt, is Not Squares. And I have to confess that up to very recently, I didn't actually see the point in listening to any of their studio recordings, just because I love their live stuff so much. I was afraid, I suppose, that if I listened to it and the energy and the madness wasn't there, then I would just kind of, it would cheapen it a bit. I'd feel a wee bit violated. But I have gotten over my aversion to not listening to Not Squares studio recordings, and I'm gonna play one for you right now, just to prove it. This next one is called I, You, Us, It, and it is definitely another one that's best served loud.
We can't dance to that. Oh, yeah. We can't.
are listening to the Penny Block podcast, and that was a wee bit of Not Squares there with I, You, Us, It. Next up, I'm going to take it down a notch, make it a wee bit more mellow, and play you a band that, to be honest, I had never actually heard of until I went hoking through the Penny Block music collection. This is Black Chords, and the only thing I can really tell you about them is that they are from Melbourne, Australia, and that they're ever so slightly more famous over there than they are on this side of the globe. But this next song is really rather lovely, and I thought, what the hey? I hear, I like, I play. That's the way we do it here. So this is Black Chords with At World's End.
Set this world on fire. I spoke to you for hours. The curtain's still coming up. These feelings all burning scattered. We've sailed the ship to the ground. Not the first time this happened.
Enjoyed it, wasn't it lovely? Well, we've now reached the end of the Penny Black podcast, for this time round at least. I hope you enjoyed the music and of course endured my mirthless drone. I'm going to leave you with a tune from a singer-songwriter called Vertigo Smith, who hails from Ennis in County Clare in Ireland of all places. The thing I love about this artist is that he not only does the normal playing guitar, singer-songwritery thing, but he also is a wee bit handy with a ukulele, and I bought a ukulele. Well, actually, to come clean, I had a ukulele bought for me as a wonderful, wonderful Christmas present by my better half this year, and have managed to learn about 3 songs on it so far. I'm hoping at some point I'll get the practice in and join the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain at some point. That's my career plan. That's what I'm hoping for if plan A doesn't work out. But Vertigo Smith is quite the ukulele maestro. Doesn't actually play the uke on this track as far as I'm aware, but it is a cracking tune nonetheless. This is Dirty Blue. You've been listening to the Penny Black Podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.
The colour speaks so kindly of you. Whatever shade of dirty blue, and still it's something I won't get past. Blue hipsters with a tear on the ass. And do you really know what I'm thinking? Or could you guess what it is? It seems like I've never tried to understand how I made you cry. But you say that I don't really care, and how you just won't be there. But what am I doing stopping here at the foot of your stairs again, baby? Dirty blue, dirty blue.